Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority.
Well, shalom and welcome to this very special Trending Tuesday. It was 12 months ago when the Lord gave me a vision, and we're going to share that vision. We're actually going to back into it, but tonight is the night of activation. And the reason is 12 months from the time the Lord gave me the vision of it's time for the lambs to turn into lions. But why wait 12 months to this time? It's because it's the perfection of government. 12 is the perfection of government. 4, Dalet, door, times 3, covenant. Anytime your doors and your covenant are multiplied, it creates a governmental shift in the courts of heaven. It creates doors that can open that no man can shut. It creates doors that get shut that no man can open. So the word I gave you last night was about how prophecy works. So you're going to hear in just a few minutes a word that was spoken in December 2022, and now 12, government, and we're 12 months out, and by faith, for many of you, you'll get a second chance to say tonight, yes, I want to engage and answer the call as a lion and be transformed by the power of the Lord on this 14th day. So this is also in the biblical Hebrew calendar. This is the 10th day of Tevat. 10th day of Tevat is actually a minor fast day. It's a day where the Jewish people remember the destruction of the first temple. And it is a time for us to remember of the destruction of our temples that has happened over the last 12 months. And tonight's when we say enough is enough, repair, Lord, our temple, that we might launch into this Gregorian calendar of 2022, which is going to be a year of a second chance. But 10 is also the number. It's the number, the 10th is the number of completion. It's a number of the where we get the principle of tithing 10%. But the word the Lord gave me for this year, and I prophesied it to you a few months ago, is the Lord's going to 10 times as much. He's going to 10 times us. And tonight is the night of the 10 timesing. So for time's sake, I'm immediately going to go back. Let's go back 12 months and listen to this prophetic word that was spoken on December 2020. Let's go back and listen to it, and then we're going to activate it. If this is helping anybody, let me know in the comments, but go ahead and hit that share button. Let's go ahead and listen to the word from 12 months ago. I was sitting in my living room Wednesday morning, and I saw the traditional Charlton Heston Moses, as you see in the movie. And he's standing up on that rock, and he's got a rod in this hand, which wasn't, I think, in the movie. But anyway, he's holding a rod, and he's got his other hand up. And behind him is the Red Sea, and it's already parted in this vision.
and the ground is completely dry. And the sea is pushed back on either side, just like in the movie. And then as I see this, then I'm looking through like the eyes of Moses, or up near where he's at, looking out, which in the movie would have been all the children of Israel. But in this vision, it's not the children of Israel. It's literally hundreds of thousands of sheep. And I thought it was interesting when I looked out at these sheep, they were young sheep. And there was hundreds and thousands of them. As far as you could see, there was just sheep, sheep, sheep all over the place, not people. They were sheep. And then the next part of the vision, there was all these sheep were in the front. And it was like there was a line, like 1,000 sheep that were lined up in the front. And when I saw that, I thought about that word that I was talking with Lance Wall now about, when he said, those who stand will be approved of God. And that came into my head as I'm looking in this vision. I could hear Lance's voice say that those who are approved are the ones who stand with God. And so across the 1,000, and I can't give you the exact, but somewhere between a fourth and half of those sheep that were in the front, like there would be like 3 here, and then those sheep, and then 4 or 5 didn't, and then 2 here, and all across. And all of a sudden, it was supernatural. It's like the sheep face was there, and then all of a sudden, like peeling a banana, the lion face came out, and a lion, and then all the fleece of the sheep came off, and then this lion, and it had a big mane on it, but yet you could tell it was young and healthy and vibrant. And this young lion would jump out. And the first thing it did when it jumped out of its sheepskin was just roar really loud. And so it's like popcorn popping. You have these lions coming, boom, 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 boom. These lions coming, rah, rah, and they're all roaring. And they're all jumping out. And then Moses, and then the vision changes. And now I'm back like here looking from where the sheep are down at all these lions. And they're running, and Moses takes his rod and he puts it behind him, and he points to the path onto the Dead Sea. Onto the Red Sea, where they're crossing on the dry ground. He points to it, and as soon as he points to it, I mean, instantly you see all these lions that just start to run, and they're running full speed, and the dust is flying, and they're running down this path, and they're going first, and as they run, they're roaring the whole time. So they're running and roaring, and it's just like this, it's like this huge, giant, like, sound, you know, like when a tornado is coming. It's just this huge sound. Many of you haven't been in a tornado, but in Oklahoma, when you hear a tornado, it sounds like a freight train coming, and it's this freight train of roaring going between the parting and the ways. And I asked the Lord, I said, where are they going? And are they just going to the other side? This is in my mind. I'm in the vision and I'm speaking to the Lord without speaking. And the Lord says, they are going to roar all the way back to Sinai. And it's in the spirit, I see them running and roaring, and they're going all the way back up to where Moses went to Sinai to receive the instructions. And they roar at the burning bush, and they roar at the instructions. And then they come back down the mountain and they roar. And the Lord says, they will not wander 40 years this time. He said, because they're ready, because those who were approved are filled with the lion of the tribe of Judah. And he says, they're going to get the instructions. And he says, it's time that I fulfilled the prophecy of Malachi chapter 4. He said, they're roaring because I'm turning the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, because they love the instruction of God. They're not going to water it down. They're not going to milk it down. They're not going to perish for lack of knowledge. They're going to roar the truth with power and fire. And these lions that have been approved, these prophets that have stood and they haven't wavered, and the intercessors that have stood and will not waver, and the prayer warriors and the prayer meetings and the believers and the grandmas and the Sunday school class, all those who have not wavered, not politically, but for what God has said, they are the ones that aren't complaining to Jesus. They're not like Martha saying, if you would have been here, he would have lived. Oh no, they knew to trust in Jesus. They trust him the first day when they said he was sick. They trust him the second day when he said, I'll stay a couple of more days. He trust him the third time when he said, no, he's just asleep. They trust him when Jesus said, no, Lazarus is dead. They trust him when he came back and everyone said, it can't happen. He's smelly and dead. They trusted him no matter what. And when he turns and he points his hand and he says, Lazarus, come forth. When he speaks that word out, they trusted him. And that's what's going to happen into America, because America is going to come forth. America has to die to its idolatry. America has to die to the things that it worships. It has to die to fake news, fake religion, and everything that doesn't align itself with God, because God has a purpose for America. God is 400 years since the Mayflower Pact. It's the fourth day. Lazarus stinks. Lot of stinky things. We may have a great constitution, but we don't follow it. God says, I've given you the constitution, and now I'm going to take my constitution and my word, and I'm going to bring them together as I did in the beginning, just like a separatist. For I'm going to send fire, and I'm going to send my prophets and preachers out with the gospel, the real gospel of Jesus Christ, to roar like lions from Mount Sinai to all ends of the earth, that my house might be filled. And my people and my children are going to fall in love with this, because the Lord says that, behold, I send Elijah the prophet on fire like the lion of the tribe of Judah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he, that lion and that spirit, will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. It is not time for the curse. It is time for the blessing. Judgment is the friend of those who desire right standing with God. And the Lord says, you couldn't do it, and the government couldn't do it, the church couldn't do it. And God says, I will do it for my name's sake, says the Lord. For those who trust in me shall not be put to shame. He says, these lions will grow fat like stall-fed calves, and you shall trample the wicked, and they shall be like ashes under the soles of your feet. And on that day I will do this, says the Lord. Why? Because the lions remembered the law of Moses. The lions remembered when they came out of their sheepskin, crossed the Red Sea. They didn't run and wander for 40 years. They ran straight to the instruction. They ran straight to the bush that burned. They didn't hesitate. They went and they consumed the fire, and the fire consumed them, which I had commanded him in Horeb of all Israel. And they brought with them the statutes and judgment. And they brought forth the fatherly instruction that brought the multiplication for the preparation of the largest harvest of souls that's going to start in 2021 in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. The fire is here tonight. Are you one of those lions? Maybe you missed it 12 months ago. Are you going to plug in tonight? Are you going to say, yes, Lord, let the lion of the tribe of Judah, the power of God, be able to be welcomed into me? I prophesy unto the United States of America tonight, and I say, enough is enough. Arise and shine, you dry bones of the United States of America. Rise up with the lion of the tribe of Judah. I'm seeing now the Lord is removing, as the enemy comes with his idols and he sets them up in the gates of New York. The Lord says, he may set up a statue, but I'm activating statutes. I'm activating my laws, my principles, and my ways. Is there lions out there 12 months later? Is the government, the apostolics and the prophets out there going to rise up? Are they going to come out of their sheep clothing, says the Lord, and peel back your sheepishness? And will the lion of the tribe of Judah roar? Will the instruction of Sinai burn like Elijah? Are you ready to be activated? And the Lord says, I'm going to give you a very practical word of knowledge right now. And here is the key. The Lord says, this is your defining moment. This is the moment. And you don't want to entertain or come in agreement with a defining moment with a fixed mindset. Because with a fixed mindset, you'll want to avoid the situation. You're going to want to avoid it, but you're not going to want to avoid it. So I want you to go ahead and say in the contents right there in the comments and say to yourself, if you're watching, go ahead and say, I have a faith mindset. Go ahead and say it right now. I would raise your right hand in the mercy courts of heaven, saying, Heavenly Father, just judge. I receive my approval, which means you have satisfied the requirements, that you are accepted. You have been commissioned, and now you are approved of God. Say, I'm approved as a lion, and I approve with a faith mindset. So I embrace the changes that are coming. Thank you, Lord. I won't avoid them. Thank you, Lord. When obstacles come, I will not quit with a fixed mindset. I will push through. Go ahead, put it in the comments right now. And if you're standing, you're watching on different networks and on YouTube, go ahead and raise your right hand and say, it's time. I'm testifying. I'm decreeing in the courts of heaven. Lord, I will push through. I saw the prophetic word of up and down, up and down. This is at the end of that 12-month cycle. I say, yes, Lord, I will push through. I will not bail out right before my reward. In Yeshua's name, I will be like Joshua when we get to obstacles in Joshua 1, 7 and 8. And the Lord says to him, Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I am with you. But Moses is dead. The ways of Moses is over. God is resurrecting the United States of America just like he did Lazarus. And everyone said, well, why didn't you come before? When Trump was in office, why didn't you come? Because God says, I will not share my glory with anyone. By the time this is over, everybody will know that it's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that saved this nation. And like I told Joshua, meditate, yes, on the instruction, the word of God, day and night, that you your way may be of great success. But he says to you, be strong. Go ahead and put it in the comments. Be strong and be of good courage. Because when the hopelessness comes, your efforts will bring a new pathway. Why? Because you align with Matthew 6 and 33. Let's raise our hand right now. Say it after me. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, I shall seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other provision, protection, and things shall come on to me. For I am in alignment in the courts of heaven. Let it be recorded in the book of remembrance in the courts this day, on the 10th day of Tevat, on the day that we remember the destruction of the first temple. We cancel the destruction off our temples. All sickness, all disease, all COVID, any plague, hex, vex, or curse, cut off my body, off my family's body, in the name of Yeshua. And we know we can do it because in Matthew 19, 26, we know with man, if we've learned anything in the last 12 months since we heard that word, with man, it's not possible. But all things, yeah, go ahead and say it now. All things are possible with our God. That's why when our efforts are not hopeless, but they create a pathway. Yes, go ahead, be comfortable. Criticism is going to come. Yes, it is. But guess what? We're going to ignore it and we're going to learn from it. We're going to allow iron sharpening iron, circumstances sharpening circumstances, because Jesus said in the word of God that the word is sharper than two-edged sword. And the word said in Moses, he said that our battle is our bread, and the bread of life is Yeshua. We will have success. Go ahead and raise your right hand and say, we will succeed. The United States will succeed. Israel will recede. And all the sheep nations that are connected to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Arise, O dead bones. Arise now and shine, for your light has come. May the anointing of the glory of God, the wealth, the fame, the power, the health, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, all that which is intrinsic to the glory of God and nothing else, let it be poured out now on your lions of the tribe of Judah. Thank you, Lord, that we're not weak, but we're happier with you. We will learn your ways. Doors will open. Success will come. Favor. And we will be inspired. Thank you, Lord. The time is now. The time is 2022. Go ahead and raise your hand and say, Lord, thank you for the second chance. Thank you for the twos that are coming. Thank you, Lord, that it's 57-82, 80, pay the mouth. With my mouth, I speak in this second chance, not with two forked tongue, but two with a covenant tongue. God, Father God, I speak your word. You said, come into my courts. Put me into remembrance of my word. Thank you, Father God. I put you into remembrance of your word. And your word says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises, and forked tongue that rises against me, it's my inheritance. I condemn every tongue speaking against the kingdom purpose in your life now. Every witchcraft, hex, and vex. Every oppression, doubt, unbelief, internal, external, from the pit of hell in the second heaven, I cancel you now in the name of Yeshua. We release warring angels around and about you for protection and ministry. And we say, Lord, I have preparation. I have been delivered from my fears. And thank you, Lord, that I am delivered from my fears and the power of the empowerment of the lion of the tribe of Judah to overcome with an overcoming spirit has been released in me tonight in Yeshua's name. Would you say amen? Now, if you have your shofar, get your shofar out and let's give a great big shout. Father God, we thank you that we hear your word that was spoken in 2022. Say, I receive it. The prophecies that have come have been adjustments, warnings, corrections, and directions. And Lord, forgive me if I have not listened to any of those corrections and directions, for they came for my protection and my ministry. Yes. But Lord, we are right here, right now. And Lord, I thank you that you're the Lord of the second chance. And I decree and I say, it's time for victory in my life. Yes, yes. It's time for victory in my life. Thank you, Lord. In this 12th month since this word has been spoken, the lambs will be turned into lions. The perfection of apostolic government will be aligned. Thank you, Lord, that man's free will, which usually sabotages God's perfect will, is canceled in me. And the circumstances of my own free will and others is now canceled and it is null and void. For it's been 12 months since it was prophesied. And now on this day, I say yes and amen. I seal it in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And in Yeshua's name, I declare it is finished. And I will finish. And I will finish well. So thank you, Lord, for releasing your glory. Thank you, Lord, that we are approved. We have met the requirements. We have been commissioned. And now, Lord, release your glory into each and everyone who's watching in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for watching tonight. If this has helped you, please
please, if it's helped you, please share. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to partner with us. Yeah, there it is. I want you to go to clmmin.com/partner. Become a part of the Apostolic Network. In that monthly partnership, you'll have financial protection, physical protection. It's scriptural. It's Malachi chapter 3. He'll open up the windows of heaven, pour out such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Your vine shall not fail to bear fruit in its season. You will be a delightsome in the land, and your barns will be filled to overflowing. So pray about it. And if this has touched you tonight, go ahead, partner. Make this year, 2022, make this a year where you partner with Kurt Landry Ministries, and I will bless those that bless Israel. May God bless you. Thank you so much. We love you, and we bless you. And we'll see you Friday night. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.